Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted, and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
Please don't miss any line of what I'm about to teach you tonight, dealing with evil mouths. In our families, we have people with evil mouths. We have mothers with evil mouths. We have fathers with evil mouths. We have family members, uncle with evil mouths. We have friends with evil mouths. We have neighbors with evil mouths. And if you don't know how to deal with them, their words will come to pass in your life. So I'm going to be teaching you today, dealing with evil mouth. I quickly rush and pray for you, and any mouth opening to curse you, any mouth opening to trouble you, I silence them this night in the name of Jesus. Psalm 59 verse 7, it is important to know there are godless and destructive words, and these words come out from wicked heart and wicked mouth. It's good you know, I have faced it, I have experienced it. Yes, I conquer it. And that's why I'm able to pray for you today, that no wicked mouth and their words will prevail over your life in the name of Jesus. Don't miss any word I'm about to show you tonight and begin to use it. No matter who the devil is that say they can speak words and they are talking nonsense to your life, listen to me. Isaiah 7:7 says, it shall not stand and it shall not come to pass. I have worked in company when my boss cursed me. And I told him, I'm going to leave you here. I'm going to go to school. I'm going to come back here. And I'm going to carry my load. And I saw you. So listen to what I want to see. It does not matter what level you are in your office. This is what I want to teach you now. Dealing with evil mouth. I have dealt with evil mouth. No bastard can talk to me and their words will come to pass my life. Let them go naked or naked. They have just wasted their nakedness. Your Bible yourself. Psalm 59 verse 7. Who burned Satan? Who burned the devil? Who burned your enemy? They curse. And their words cut like swords. The person that you sword on, is his life going to remain the same? As they say to themselves, no one can hear us. See again, Psalm 55 verse 3, NIV. Psalm 55 verse 3. Media, don't waste my time. Psalm 55 verse 3. Because of what my enemy is saying, by the voice of the enemy and the stairs of their wicked, for they bring down suffering upon them, not you, in Jesus' name. At their voice, they bring down people. Oh, this is only for 10 of you here, very quickly, and 10 online. Any voice assigned to bring you down is permanently silenced in the name of Jesus. That's why all parents, please watch what you say to your children. If that child cannot pray to reverse that thing, that child is eternally finished. Our words are not supposed to be evil or corrupt. Our words are supposed to be blessing. That's why the Bible says in Ephesians 4:29, it says, let no evil word come out of your mouth. Ephesians 4:29. Let no corrupt word. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth. Look at me. The enemy, they use their words. In the same chapter, Jesus gave Peter accolades that you are a good guy, yo. Not flesh and blood is used to be. The same chapter when Satan spoke through Peter, Jesus said, Satan, get behind me. So you must know when the enemy, when they started using their words to bring you down. Today I pray for you as your father, as your priest and prophet. The words of your enemy over your life will not stand. So the enemy, they use their words to steal, to kill, and to destroy. It is your duty I'm teaching you now. You are doing like Akowe. It is your duty to fight. I have fought the words of men. I was tired of writing them. Face to face, text messages. The one I'm hearing, I fought them. I reversed them. It didn't stand in my life. I don't look like the words of men. When you see me, you tell me I'm fresh. Because I stood against the words of darkness. I don't froze my hand. One of my daughters said, daddy, you are fine. I said, what are you talking about? Come off it. I mean, if I invoke, you use your mouth and arrange your life back. Don't let anybody destroy your life for you. Somebody say, yeah, you. Come see. Proverbs 11 verse 9. Enemy has used their word to kill, to steal from you and to destroy. You will carry your own mouth. You give it to washerman. Your master said, you gave your mouth to Alagba for. Look at it. Proverbs. Open it. 11 9. With his mouth, oh my God, the godless man will destroy his neighbor, destroy his family, destroy his children. Comma, now listen to me. But if you have knowledge, the righteous will be delivered. Stretch your hand to that Bible passage. Today you are delivered. Many teachers have used their word to destroy children's life. That's why you have to pray for your children. Every morning as I'm taking my children to school, I begin to speak upon their life. You are blessed. My word is fine over your life. Not one bastard teacher that is frustrated. Any teacher that speaks against you. Don't let me tell you more than that. And many frustrated teachers they call students. My friend teacher, my mathematics teacher said I cannot amount anything. None of them can afford one car till now. I met my friend teacher in Maryland. I parked very big bus, almost destroyed my car. I said, madam, come in. He said, my son, I'm not your son. Do you still teach in command? She said, she has resigned. I said, okay. How did you know me? I said, I know you. Are you not Mrs. So? He said, I will not amount to anything. This is my sister's car. You are still trekking. I parked two bus stops later. I gave her $25,000. She's thanking me. I said, get out. My mathematics teacher, when we went to Barry Arnold, he's still a teacher in command in Kwaja, my mathematics teacher. I saw him crying like an idiot there. He came to greet me. I said, how are you? Well, I said, are you not? You still teaching in Kwaja? He said, yes. He said, now they posted him to you. They posted you to Kwaja. He said, yes. He said, you look familiar. I said, simply you say I will not amount to anything. This is my seventh car. He said, can I have your card? I said, my card is not for general. Tell your neighbor, come off it. Oh my God. Mr. Johnson calls me in there when I was working in Cash and Carry. And I said, Johnson, I'll leave this place for you. I won't come back and work here. I'll come and buy something here and you will carry my load. I left. I went to university. I succeeded. May you succeed. Yeah. You know, this place, I can wait for me, but anytime she hustled, tell them, follow my dad. I said, may you succeed. When I finished, I told my wife, I said, that is Mr. Justin that calls me. He's the son of the Kajara branch. He carried the load. I opened the boot. When I finished, I counted money. Zuzuzu. As I was counting, he was counting the money with me. I had to tell my boy, but I was scratching his wings, sound like this. I said, Mr. Johnson, he said, hey, you know my name? I said, Maybe you were working in, you didn't want that before. He said, yes. Mommy, dele. I said, yes. Maybe you said, I will not amount to anything. I said, Femi Balogun is my name. I said, take. I said, help me lock the boot. those are the ones I can tell you. Don't let us go to the house. We are the naked and curse me with block us. They wasted the block us. If it can work for me, it will work for you. That's what I want to teach you now. I just show you now. Why are you laughing? Is it block us? Call the blood of Jesus. Don't worry. He said, with their mouth, the godless, they bring down their neighbor. They destroy people's life. But knowledge, somebody, knowledge has come for you. But knowledge, somebody say knowledge. Say, I receive knowledge. So the knowledge will not be, the righteous will not be delivered until he sees knowledge. But by knowledge, the righteous, somebody say, Father, I am delivered from every wicked mouth. From my father's house, from my mother's house, say in the name of Jesus. But you say a big amen. So I have taught you now, you must receive discernment when worlds are changing, that these worlds are not ordinary worlds again. It was time to fight. Goliath saw a small boy, still it cost him. But he cursed in the name of his God. Then David too switched to the name of his God. He said, you are talking, you came to me with all this. He said, I came to you in the name of my own God too. If you go and carry your mouth for washman or dry cleaner, they might wash away your destiny. Look at me. As weapons are dangerous to the body, so also are wicked words dangerous to the soul. The child you are telling every day, you are useless. You can't amount to anything. You have destroyed the soul of that child. You are so ugly. It is the place of food your friends and your neighbor left you. Is this one child? Omolabi Abaro. Yoruba has some wicked words that when they say to you, your life will just crumble. When they look at you, you will look at yourself and be looking for poison. Any word that has gone forth against you, today I neutralize them in the name of Jesus. See, English words say they are abusive words, but spiritually they are not abusive. They are murderous. They are slanderous. I'm telling you right, they are infectious, sir. They are dangerous, sir, and they can destroy somebody's life. English is abusive, but spiritual is not abusive. It is killing. Any word they have used to kill you, any word they have used to tamper with your life, any word they have used to choose your life upside down, today I reverse them. I'm not here. I said today I reverse them. How much what the Bible says about this wicked world? Proverbs 12:6. Very quickly. Proverbs 12:6. The words of the wicked. You have wicked people in your family. I heard one day when my father's friend was talking to him that Femi is afraid. Kulewamoto. You look at a child because that child looks similar to you. That one, but that one, the younger brother, when we are about to build, I employ him to come and build. He was the one I called to build. So I told him in front of the church, I heard you telling my father that I cannot. I said, do you know how many cars I've used now? I said, lift up your head, sir. Stretch your hand to me. Let me use my life to pray for you. What are you telling me? What they say you will not achieve, you will have double of them in the name of Jesus. The breakthrough they say you cannot have, I say you have thousands of it in the name of Jesus. Any word that has come forth to limit you, I reverse that word back to sender in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I pray for, shout 7 amen and pack your blessing. Go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Say down, but don't go down. Read again. Read it back again. The words of the wicked. I refuse to be foolish. If I say to you, say I'm insulted, that's what I pray for myself. I feel me akula. So the wicked, they have one weapon in our words. Aye, only da. Kole serere. He can't prosper as if they are your God. Put it back. The words of the wicked are lie. Are to lie in wait for blood. What is collecting blood is collecting life. But the mouth of the upright. So when they are finished their own, you will now use your own mouth. Oh my God. Look at it. But the mouth of the righteous shall deliver. How many of you are ready to use your mouth? Look at that version again. Proverbs 12:6. The words of the wicked are like trap that will kill good people. Did you see that? Somebody say, not me. Look at it. One wicked professor in the University of Lagos that was teaching us in computer science, a particular topic, flowcharts then, and people didn't get it quickly, and this man would curse the student that the next set will come and meet us there. As he was speaking, I was reversing it. As we began, you know what they did to him? They broke his glass, his car. They bought Paul Wedekwe. What's Wedekwe in English? Wedekwe in there is his car. They did everything in his car. All of them, they met. They did carry over. But me, as he was speaking, car also to my car. I am not repeating this. That no carry over. He was telling us that all of you. Any wicked words on those children, I reverse them now in the name of Jesus. Your children might be suffering now because one stupid, frustrated, colon mental teacher speaking against them. In the morning, pray on your children's head. Look at that Bible passage again. I'm showing you, I show you the other one, that they use their word to destroy their neighbor. But knowledge will deliver the righteous. Look at this one now again. The words of the wicked people are like a trap that will kill good people. Somebody say, not me. Now, let me read this one down yourself. Go now. But the words of honest people will save people's lives. So it is your own word against their word. Somebody say, I receive knowledge. When Goliath was talking, David did not keep short. Okay, check this Bible passage again before we leave. Proverbs 16:27. I want us to pray now. Proverbs 16:27. An ungodly man digger of evil now, and in his sleep now, lifts his mouth. In his ear is as burning fire. Their words, they are used to bomb people. I'm coming from vigil that morning, going back home. My parents were staying in Ocha. Some go there, not Ocha. Now, Superman was coming to from his meeting. He was very late. I said, it was 5:36. And he was going on that road, main road to garage. And I was looking at him. How can a man dress like this? And he said, that you have been looking at me since Oniloraemo, that this today is your last day on earth. Mitchell was coming from Vigilo. Was coming from his home Vigil too. No joke. God is my witness. So I said, Baba, you too. It is today you see this world more. And so he brought out his horn. And we have divine microphone already in our hands. So he started speaking his word. The only one that just used for himself was just in Psalm 91. And it don't bend be koko gaogo. Niyo mag bend be. Abel jelo du mari. And we for Olorun mi kwe. Wani abu ati odi mi. Olorun mi. And tell me, Bekele. You say you are Igbo, you are Yoruba. You don't know one single psalm. If you don't know your life, do you know it in English? In English, okalolo. In Yoruba, okalolo. I don't understand. The Gentile children, they know the incantation. But Christians, we don't know shishi. So I was speaking Psalm 91. And one very clean white vocal stood between both of us and cleared him. So they heard me and I killed somebody. The DPO was standing there and he said, leave the boy alone. I saw the drama. He said, both of them were talking to each other. He said, boy, go. That was what made me to run away from Songo first. Because they know me at that bus stop before they will kill me. So that man wanted to use his word. If I kept quiet that day, And I was going home that, and I got to daddy, mommy, I met one man at the bus stop there. He said to Delo Layemo. Then he started praying for me. No, I didn't wait. I answered him. Today, all the words that are spoken against your life, Jehovah answered them back in the name of Jesus. Don't talk with it. Receive the sermon to know when words have changed from good to evil. Somebody say, I hear you. Okay, look at it again. Proverbs 12:18. There is one whose rash words. Okay, there is that speaking like the piercing of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is held. So if the tongue of the wise is held, the tongue of the wicked is what? Affliction. Death. Stretch your hand to these altars. I pray for you, please. Any word of oppression, words of affliction, words of torment that have been working against your life, I use a superior word. The Bible says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled. So if the word of God is settled in heaven, may your life be settled on earth in the name of Jesus. And their wicked words over your life will never stand again in the name of Jesus. If you are the one, I pray for, shout three amen and pack your blessings. Finally, look at this one before we pray. Psalm 64, verse 2 to 4. Look at it. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity. Verse 3, please. Who wedge their tongue like a sword, and bear their bows to shoot. The arrows are with what? Bitter words. Any bitter words in your life will not stand. I said the bitter words in your life will not stand. Verse 4. That they may shoot in the secret at the prophet. Suddenly do they shoot at him. Any word they have used to shoot at your life, I command the effect to be neutralized in the name of Jesus. Not only that, I command right now that their words shall come to your life as an arrow, return back to them in sevenfold in the name of Jesus Christ. Notice all this, the word of the wicked is like a trap, it draws blood, it's murderous, it's shooting like an arrow. These are not good. So when words start coming, open your own mouth too and use your mouth. Okay, let me show you. So what do I do? Because of that. Number one, I'll show you five things to do. Number one, your mouth is a powerful tool in receiving your salvation. When you want to receive salvation, what do? Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, save me, Abby. I'm sorry. The pastor said. So, with the mouth, you receive salvation. Look at me. With the mouth, you receive what too? Deliverance. Do you receive the knowledge now? It's the deliverance. Romans chapter 10, verse 10. I'm showing you what to do. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth. Oh, will you remember the word of God? Genesis chapter 1, remember? And God said, and God saw, and God said, and God saw. Psalm 91, verse 2. And I will say of the Lord, it's my refuge. And my father, I will say. Psalm said, he said, these people, I said, if they have opened their mouth, I will have filled it up. So the first solution is use your what? Your mouth is not for vegetable. You go to a restaurant and ask, I'm looking for Ofe Weri, go away ready. Your mouth is not only for vegetables. Your mouth is for what? To declare your deliverance. So receive knowledge. You'll be asking for vegetable as if you can turn to leaf. Use your mouth to deliver yourself. Use your mouth to say, I'm blessed. Use your mouth to say, I'm great. asked all my brothers and sisters. I told them, I can't beg. I won't look beggarly. I won't even talk as if I don't have. Oh, God, Jesus. When I talk to you, you think I have billions. He said, I do. It's not that my mouth is sweet and my mouth is bitter. Declare, and I will say of the Lord. So declare your life. Declare what you want, not what you are going through. Stop saying what you are going through. Stop saying I'm broke. Stop saying I'm sick. Stop saying I'm poor. And now, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. When I was in school, we'll be talking about tomorrow as if we have money, and I will have it. Because God said, God saw. What you have seen in your life now is what you have been saying. You have me say, I cannot beg. Have I begged from you before? I cannot beg. I cannot look beggarly. I am lifted. I am not broke. I am fine. I am healthy. I am rich. Are you there? Are you going to pay tax for speaking to your own life? So say it to yourself. I told you my uncle came to pick me here 25 years ago, and he took me to Pesach, White Sands, and he said, "You said you want to become a pastor when you finish school, University of Lagos. So you want to leave your mother and father to suffer?" He said, "I'm sorry for you," and he left me there and drove away. Ask Pastor Tim if the story has not changed. Ask him. And from Pesach, I check back home to continue here speaking the word of God. I will feed all of them. And I show you how. It's better to feed them than to beg from them. Are you sleeping? If you are sleeping, shout hallelujah. People using glass to do evil. You know when you put on glass, it's reflection. We will not see whether you are sleeping. Be shaking your head, like, we don't know whether you are sleeping, whether your head, and you keep your head straight. Say after me, say, I am blessed. Say, I am healthy. Say, I am rich. Say, I'm making money. Say, I cannot see shame. Say, shame will be far from me. Say, I'm not dying now. Why are you afraid? Say, I'm not dying now. Say, in the name of Jesus. Say, I refuse to be a liability. Say, I am a blessing. Say, I refuse to be a burden. Say, in the name of Jesus. Say, if the unbelievers can have it, I will have double. In the name of Jesus. Say, for it is written, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. What God has kept for me. Say, in the name of Jesus. Shout a terrible amen. Amen. It is your own God will hear, not your enemy's own. When your child, another child is talking, who will you listen to first? Naturally. You will listen. It is wisdom. Number two, forgive them. Now, forgiving them does not mean you should bring them back into your life. Because if you bring them again, they will speak the word again and destroy your morale, tamper with your emotion, tear you down morally, and you know, forgive them. Don't let them bring bitterness into your life. Forgive them. If you have to give them, just give them from far. Bye bye to Jagba. In the name of Jesus. So forgive them. Listen to the prayer I pray for my children. From my heart, I want to pray the prayer for you. Are you ready?
may you never need the help of your enemies.
That was what I prayed for my children. I said, listen to me. I'm not dying now, but you will never. All the people that are my enemies, both the one my mother born and the one my father born, and the one that my environment and one I don't know, may you never need your help. And that's the prayer I pray for you today. In the remaining days of your life on earth, you are going to grow old, though, but you will never be at their mercy in the name of Jesus. That was the prayer I prayed for my children. You won't need their help. You now say, it's downstairs. You now say, let her wait there. Kitty and he gone. Hey, not you. I said, not you, Joe. Number three. I will give you five. We are number three already. I want us to pray. Renounce the world. Renounce the world. Renounce the world. Say something like this. Say, in the name of Jesus, I break the power of this world and I cancel the effect over my life. You are going to break it. You are going to renounce it. What they say will not come to pass over my life and destiny. You are going to say, any word that has spoken against my soul receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. Somebody say a big amen to that. I talked about prayer walking. So I do a lot of prayer walking. Any opportunity I have to do prayer walking. So I trek. And when I'm trekking, I begin to pray. And if you know me and you're grieving when I'm praying, I'll say, yeah, okay. He said, didn't greet me when I was praying. I begin to pray. I will drop at Agege and I'm still going to Ogba. I'm still going to Fako. And I will trek. 25 minutes. Secondary school boy. And I'll be reversing every word. In those days, when I wake up, they will tell me to do my hand like this. That may you beg from your younger ones. Do I look like that? Look at me. Stretch your hand to me. Let me pray for you. Some of you are under the nonsense your parents said to you. Today, I cancel them.
Amen.
None of my brothers, I can't beg from them. They call me Olori Ebi. They call me Agba. They call me the legend. They call me the director. The place that is the head can never be down. So I pray for you here. May you never beg from family to survive in the name of Jesus. So I'm preaching to you what has happened to me. So when I'm talking to you, listen, sit down. I will do my hand like this in the morning. 12. God is a just God. Renounce it. What they say will not stand. Thank God that our God is not a Joro God. Is our God a Joro God? This time is right. Let me enjoy myself. Number four. What is number one? What is number two? Continue to receive it. Okay. What is number three? Now number four, cast out the spirit behind it. For every word spoken against your life, there is a spirit. Any spirit back in these worlds, I cast them out. Look at me. I've taught you several times. You must know the authority that your father and mother carry. Some of our parents are not ordinary. Some of them are witches. Some of them are pastors. Some of them are herbalists. Some of them are powerful. If your father is a patriarch and he curse you, and that's why you must learn to pray. If your mother is a witch and she curse you, those words they are speaking against you at Tafofo, you will suffer. You think it's a lie? You have to stand and pray against them. Especially when you deserve it. Some of you fought with your parents, you tore their clothes. Some of you gave your father a blow. Oh, jab father a blow. Some of you jab your father. You jab him, your father. Some of you threw stone on your parents. And then I gave you one word. How many? One word. One word. Yeah, we don't need that one. Don't finish it. So you have to cast out the spirit behind them. Don't go and start looking for trouble and say, when you finish, you now pray this prayer. The Bible says, a curse that is a curse, cause that shall not come. If you look for trouble, it will sleep with you, shower with you, because you look for trouble. So receive sense in Jesus' name. So you have to cast out the spirit behind it. And the spirit behind these words will not stand. If we go to shrine and curse people, it will come to pass. Because the person you are cursing to, he didn't give his mouth to Allah before. When you wake up in the morning, for the next 20 minutes, 30 minutes, don't touch your phone. See, I hear you. Don't touch your phone. From the bed as you're standing like this, thank you, Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, I give you praise. Thank you for making me to see another day. You are wonderful. You are wonderful. You don't have to shout, everybody in the house will hear it. You are on your own. You are. Then you begin to speak the word. Holy Spirit, I thank you. I slept last night. I woke today because you allowed me. My enemies wouldn't have allowed that I see today. Thank you for all you have done for me. You begin to reverse anything that happened at night before you slept. Begin to say, today is a good day. The evening today will not be my portion. The blessing this week and today is my portion. And after you have prayed and declared blessing on yourself and people around you, you now pray for your children if you have. And if you don't have, pray for your children and husband that are yet to come. Then pick your phone. Stop picking your phone first and browsing in the morning. Leave the phone alone. The first thing of you, when you get up, you were looking at whether somebody has sent you a lot. Am I lying? 85% of those, you know, did you? What you say? What you say? To affect a lot. You just go straight to message. You begin to. Now, you want spirit to put money there. And finally, number five. Don't forget what I've taught you today. May God grant you dead memory in the name of Jesus Christ. Replace the truth. Replace all the curse with truth and blessing. What is the truth? The truth is that I will bless them that bless you. Hey! And I will curse them that curse you. Replace their words with blessing. Are you there with me now? Speak the opposite of what they have said. Speak the opposite. God's word is truth. Speak the Holy Spirit upon your life. And the Spirit of God move upon the water. Speak the Holy Spirit to change your life. Speak the Holy Spirit that what they have said will not happen. But I say, and you shall know the truth. Please meet me at the altar. Time is going. Come. I stand upon the word of God.
God is power.
I stand upon the word of God.
Word of God is power.
Sister, stand upon the word of God.
The word of God is power.
Brother, stand upon the word of God.
The word of God is power.
Wait. About me in this land, they say I'm a wizard. I heard it. White witch. They call me white witch. There's nothing they did call me. Now that I'm even wearing white. Can't you see all the way is in one witch? For we are seated in heavenly places. Lift up your hands, say, by the blood of Jesus, I cancel every wicked word issued against my destiny. Lift up your voice and cancel them. Come on. Cancel them. Cancel them. Stand upon the word. Cancel them. Cancel them. Cancel them. Cancel them. The one they said about your business, on your life, on your children. Cancel them.
Word of God is power.
Are you praying?
Stand upon the word of God.
Can- unto them.
Word of God is fire.
In the name of Jesus.
Stand upon the word of God. The word of God.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. See, any mouth cursing my life, I silence you in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Any mouth, any tongue cursing your life and destiny, see, I silence them. See, I silence them. I silence them. Are you silencing them? Silence them in the name of Jesus. Mouth cursing your children, silence them. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, Holy Spirit, shut the mouth of my adversaries. Holy Spirit, shut the mouth of my enemies. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray like that. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say after me, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, say, it shall not stand, say, it shall not come to pass. Every word spoken against my life, in the name of Jesus, say, it shall not stand, it shall not come to pass. Any evil word spoken against about my life, my destiny, my marriage, my health, my career. Hey, somebody pray. Hey, somebody pray. Hey, somebody pray. Hey, somebody pray. It shall not stand. It shall not stand. Hey, Jesus, never pray. Let me pray a prayer for you before you continue. Any mouth cursing your life, I close them forever in the name of Jesus. Wherever they enter to curse you, I reverse them in the name of Jesus. Oh God, let me ask them, the people that said evil about me, where are they? I want to pray. I want to pray for you. All the people badmouthing you, may God destroy them in the name of Jesus. I'm still praying for you. Or the people that went naked, that said you will not see your time and season. Or the people that went into shrine, that said you will not amount to anything. The God that fought for me will fight for you in the name of Jesus. If you have done anything in the past to deserve this because of one mistake or the other, by mercy I pray that the Lord will turn your mistake to miracle in the name of the Lord Jesus. Anything you are suffering from now because of your past mistake, I reverse them by the blood in the name of Jesus. I thought you are here with me. I reverse them by fire in the name of Jesus. If you are born in a family where they are agents, father agent, mother agent, I be agent, so I pray for you. I reverse their words over your life in the name of Jesus. Put one of your hand on your head and say, my head reject bewitchment. My head reject curses. My head reject enchantment. Say, in the name of Jesus. Where I say, my head reject nonsense. My head reject poverty. Will you lift up your voice and pray? Will you lift up your voice and pray? This head reject nonsense. This head is dead nonsense. Hey, somebody pray. Say, my head is dead shame. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hey, Jesus, mighty name we pray. Remove your hand from the hair. Let me pray for you small. Any shame they have spoken into your life. Any affliction they have spoken into your life. Any oppression they have spoken in your life. Any madness they have spoken in your life. I return them back to sender in the name of Jesus. Open your eyes. I used to have a brother. We used to pray together in the Apostle Church. We were on the mountain together at Ibano. It was sleeping like this. We pray 9, 12, 3, 6. Then we'll now do vigil later. He was sleeping like this. And he was fighting like this. And I said, I don't know whether to wake him up. So I left him. And he woke up and shouted. He said he saw an old woman curse him in the dream and said that he will not amount to anything. So I did what my grandmother taught me. I said, go back in the name of Jesus and pray. He said, no, that one cannot happen. You know him now. Till now. He's 62. He's still squatting. I want to pray for you, Benny. Any word they spoke against your life in the dream. And they said they have beat you their words. I enter that dream. I reverse them in the name of Jesus. The one they said against your children. I enter that dream. I reverse them in the name of Jesus. What they settle in the realm of the spirit. I enter into that spirit. I reverse them in the name of the Lord Jesus. Every good thing they have collected from you with their wicked mouth, with my blessed mouth, where is your hand? Oh yeah, take them in the name of Jesus. In any area they have been comparing you, they compare you with other people's children. Other people's children have bought car for their parents. Look at how your life is, sir. They compare with other wives and husbands. I pray for you today, that where they have finished you, the Lord start all over for you for good in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. I pray one more prayer for you. For the next 1 minute, use your mouth to bless yourself. Go ahead and bless yourself. Please bless yourself. Please bless yourself. Bless yourself. Bless yourself. Bless yourself. Bless yourself. Bless yourself. Let me give you another code now. From today, no voice will prevail over your life anymore, except the voice of God in the name of Jesus. When I touch you, continue to bless yourself. When I touch you, touch the altar. Continue to bless yourself. Bless yourself. Bless yourself. Bless yourself. Bless yourself. Be blessing yourself. Bless yourself. Bless yourself. Bless yourself. Bless yourself, John. Bless yourself. Bless yourself. Are you blessing yourself? You're asking for bread and butter. Bless yourself. Bless yourself. Are you blessing yourself? Bless yourself. Bless yourself. Bless yourself. Are you blessing yourself? In the name of Jesus. I'm blessed. Are you blessing yourself?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, oh, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, oh, I'm blessed.
I pray for all the people online. I pray for you online. How are you going to touch the altar now?
So blessed, so blessed, so blessed, so blessed.
stand in front of mirror and begin to pray for yourself. Stand in front of mirror and begin to say to yourself, I am fine, man. Man, this guy is fine. Are you listening to me now? This guy is cool. You are talking, you are looking in the mirror. Man, this guy is making cash. And you are still going to treacle. The prayer we have prayed for you tonight will work for you. Their walls against your life will no longer hold water. You are blessed indeed. In Jesus' name.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. Every other Wednesday of the month, apart from the first Wednesday, is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akiola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakelaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Raising a people of integrity. Power, pebbles, and we need power.